large, easy chairs around it, and a large red velvet sofa near the clock. In between the large easy chairs, there are four more chairs that don't take up so much space, that almost complete the circle of chairs around the room. Probably a visitor would be attracted by the large mantelpiece, above which is a ceiling that rests on the mantelpiece, above which is a mirror which rests on the mantelpiece and extends to the ceiling. It's a mirror that always was there, as far as I can remember. Along the sides of it, of its gold frame, there are imitation pillars that reach up to support a kind of a gold beam which supports the decorative work that touches right up against the ceiling. Many a time that mirror was decorated with snow in imitation of the snow that might have fallen on the first Christmas night. On this mantelpiece, at each Christmas season, has rested the crib, and on this mirror very often was written in white letters, "Merry Christmas." From this mantelpiece, many times stockings were hung, stockings of all different sizes, indicating the different sizes of children in the family. At a normal time of the year, right in the midst of the mantelpiece, stands a large pitcher, a pitcher about 2.5 feet high, an ornamental pitcher, mostly white in colored, but with all kinds of fancy work of blues and golds, and trimmed with a gold edge. Long ago, this kind of pitcher, not so decorative perhaps, was used to get water from a well. Long ago, this pitcher had its handle broken off, and it is amazing that the pitcher itself wasn't broken many times. It's been there as long as I remember, taken down for Christmas, and then it stands there for the rest of the year. It's been a favorite place for hiding things, because the pitcher's never used, and it's deep. The pitcher has had its share of danger along with the family. And although it looks to be in good condition when you first glance at it, if you look at its reflection in the mirror, you can see that the other side of it has been pretty well broken. The lip, half of the lip is broken off on the side, reflected back by the mirror, and the handle, which once was strong enough to lift it, is now broken to pieces and lying inside of it. Underneath the mantelpiece, where there used to be an old fireplace, is a gas heater large enough to heat the room. The gas heater used to have porcelain flanges in it, which spread the heat as it came up from the burners. There's not one porcelain flange left in the heater. They were pulled out by different children and broken to pieces so thoroughly that they could not be put in. I remember many times being told to keep away from the heater. I remember many times seeing the flanges, which were like about an inch wide and removable individually, lying out on the floor. And I have a recollection of spankings being given and the flanges being put back in. Around this fireplace, there is a blue tile that decorates the section of the underneath the mantelpiece. Mantelpiece is itself is of wood and not ornate, just simple wood supported by kind of decorated pillars. That's about the only decorated thing in the mantelpiece, in the parlor.